Welcome to No Compromise Radio, a ministry coming to you from Bethlehem Bible Church in West Boylston. No Compromise Radio is a program dedicated to the ongoing proclamation of Jesus Christ, based on the theme in Galatians 2, verse 5, where the Apostle Paul said, "But we did not yield in subjection to them for even an hour, so that the truth of the gospel would remain with you." In short, if you like smooth, watered-down words to make you simply feel good, this show isn't for you. By purpose, we are first biblical, but we can also be controversial. Stay tuned for the next 25 minutes as we're called by the divine trumpet to summon the troops for the honor and glory of her King. Here's our host, Pastor Mike Abendroth.
Welcome to No Compromise Radio. My name is Mike Abendroth, and still not feeling so good. Well, what are you going to do? Glad for the days when I do feel good. The Imago Dei campaign, evangelical groups say gays made in God's image. All right, maybe we'll talk about that in a little bit. What else is here? I still keep getting all these CBD things from the knickknack section. What to buy? I mean, they just won't leave me alone. You could get a coffee mug, and you could get it in Christian pun. What's a Christian pun? Well, on the front of your coffee mug, it says, "He space brews." He brews. Now, here's what I think we should do. I think we should send Carl Truman one of those. He brews. He brews. He's a jokester. He would like that. Oh, he brews. I mean, come on. Really? What else? For him, you can buy an I Love My Wife t-shirt. I wasn't going to do this show today, but think about this. Husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her. Of course, I'm reading Ephesians 5. That he might sanctify her, having cleansed her by the washing of water with the word, so that he might present the church to himself in splendor, without spot or wrinkle or any such thing, that she might be holy and without blemish. In the same way, husbands should love their wives as their own bodies. He who loves his wife loves himself. For no one has ever hated his own flesh, but nourishes and cherishes it. Excuse me. Just as Christ does the church, because we are members of his body. Therefore, a man shall leave his father and mother and hold fast to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. This mystery is profound, and I am saying that it refers to Christ in the church. However, let each one of you love his wife as himself, and let the wife see that she respects her husband. I never will forget the time I'm preaching through Ephesians, and I get to that section. Of course, my wife sits where she sits. It's usually in the second row to the side. And then I've got to preach that. Husbands, you ought to all love your wives like Christ loved the church. And I know my failings. I know what I do. I know what I don't do. I know what I wish I would do. Thankfully, the Savior has known me, and I know what he's done for me. But I'll have to tell you, anybody who would wear this shirt, "I love my wife." You know, there was just a thing on the internet the other day that some folks were after professing Christians who are in the news to say, you ought to act like Christians. I love my wife. I don't wear a shirt. You know, my child's an honor student. I don't think it's the same kind of thinking, but still, I love my wife. I think I'd just better not wear the shirt and work on, in light of my position in Christ and union with him, to just work on loving her and not saying, I love my wife. You watch me and see if I love my wife, and if I'm loving my wife, I don't need to have a t-shirt. What else is here in the CBD catalog? I wasn't going to do the show on this today, but you know what? It's this Monster low-carb energy drink. That's what's doing it. It's the ginseng. With God, all things are possible. Of course, I love the idea. Love the verse. Matthew 19:26. But it's on a tie. And so here's my question. All things are possible except stylish ties. It looks horrible. Come on. I make a verse run on five legs out of context in a burlap bag. 199 favorite Bible verses for teens. CBD $3.99. Five encouraging collections of alphabetically arranged Bible verses. Why don't we get the ones on suffering, denying yourself, counting the cost, pick up the cross, following me. It's God's will for you to suffer. You think we'd sell any of those? Okay. I can't make it up department. CBD, knickknack. It's a little donkey. And it is a resin, a stone resin, an adorable stone resin donkey figurine, 6 inches by 6 1/4 inch. Retail $9.99. CBD sale $4.99. And it says it's a cast your cares on him figurine. So it's a little donkey. Cast your cares on him. I guess donkeys are burden bearers. How about some more verses out of context? Glass water bottles. Chill out as you sip your favorite cold beverage. I mean, just imagine. What do you think Paul would be thinking, sipping his favorite beverage with a Hebrews mug? This one is, I know the plans. Dot, dot, dot. The good news is it features a convenient carrying handle. And they're eco-friendly, BPA / lead-free, and leak-proof. P.S. Do not store in freezer. $2 off. Multi-use tool with flashlight. Why get your dad socks again or a tie this year? For Father's Day, why don't you get him a multi-use tool with flashlight? And it says on the side, you have blessed the work of his hands. Job 1:10. Do I want any tool? Featuring an LED flashlight and 3-foot tape measure with a screwdriver bit set with a Job verse on it. All right. Kitchen of Christianity. I think that's what this is. So, Carl Truman, Westminster Seminary, Woolly Professor, Hebrews Mug. Oh. It just kind of just strikes me of lazy Christianity. I just wear stuff. I just own stuff that has a few verses on it. I love my wife. I mean, that is the pinnacle of, besides hypocrisy, foolishness, flamboyance. It's just like, I'll wear it so I don't have to do it. Or maybe your wife gave it to you and you're forced to do it. Maybe you think that's how you'll get in. If I ever wore a shirt said, I love my wife would throttle me. I'm afraid what would happen. I'm not afraid of too many people, but that 5'4" lady, 5'5", I should know how tall she is. I'm afraid of her. If I wear that shirt, I would be. Let's see if I can hook these two ideas together. Tozer, the amount of loafing practiced by the average Christian in spiritual things. See, if the default is to the kitsch, see, that's how the show's working together. For good. Would ruin a concert pianist if he allowed himself to do the same thing in the field of music. The idle puttering around we see in church circles would end the career of a big league pitcher in 1 week. No scientist could solve his exacting problem if he took as little interest in it as the rank and file of Christians take in the art of being holy. The nation whose soldiers were as soft and undisciplined as the soldiers of the churches would be conquered by the first enemy that attacked it. Tozer concludes in his treatise on Christian leadership, "Triumphs are not won by men in easy chairs. Triumphs are not won by men in easy chairs." So, maybe I could put it this way. Triumphs are not won by men wearing I love my wife t-shirts. Straight from Charisma News. It will probably be dated by the time you listen to it, but that's all right. CharismaNews.com probably should be from the moralistic therapeutic deism envelope of the day. Joel Osteen taking his gospel to Yankee Stadium for a second time. I wonder if they have to do drug testing before they go. They will hold, Joel and Victoria will hold their sixth annual America's Night of Hope at Yankee Stadium on June 7th, an evening of hope and inspiration expected to draw more than 55,000 people from across the country. Second American Night of Hope to be hosted at Yankee Stadium. The first was in 2009, 9 days after the new ballpark was opened. It was the first non-baseball event held at the venue. They've also met at Dodger Stadium, Cellular Field in Chicago, Nationals Park in D.C., and the Marlins Park in Miami. Joel said, "Victoria and I love the people of New York. We're excited to be at Yankee Stadium again, and we believe people will be uplifted and filled with an expectation that their best days are still to come." Well, because you preach that God is a concierge, that's exactly what they'll get. They will get the false hope that this false teacher, Joel Osteen, will give them. You know, we've had a rough day, we've had a hard week, and we just want something positive and uplifting and hopeful. Well, there's nothing wrong with hopeful. But when God speaks, it's not always positive, encouraging from our perspective. Sometimes he chastens, sometimes he disciplines, sometimes he exhorts, sometimes there's rebuke. Right, remember what Paul said? Remember what Paul said to Timothy, the pastor? And I say this to Joel Osteen. Preach the word. It's one thing to hold the Bible up and wave it around in the beginning and then tuck it away for the rest of the time. Preach the word. Be ready in season and out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with great patience and doctrine. That's what you need to do, Joel. Well, first you need to get saved, and then you do that. As part of the activities, Charisma News says, surrounding America's Night of Hope, Joel Osteen Ministries will reach into New York City's local communities with hundreds of volunteers in order to bring hope through acts of kindness and compassion. Now, acts of kindness and compassion that spin up from the gospel, spin from the gospel, spiral out from the gospel, you would know I would be in total agreement. But there's no hope without the gospel. What kind of hope do you give people? Your best life isn't now, because that means you'd be going to hell, as John MacArthur would say. Our best life is in the future, that is heaven. Glory. Remember what a day of rejoicing that will be? Peace and prosperity. Is that God's will for your life? Oh, there's spiritual prosperity. I would not doubt that. There's love, joy, peace, but we know what Joel is talking about. This year's Generation Hope Project will focus on mentoring, developing one-to-one relationships in which one person fosters the personal and professional growth of someone else. Volunteers will have an opportunity to work with young people who need strong adult role models. Joel Osteen doesn't have any hope to give. There's no hope without the gospel. It's hopeless without the gospel. We talk about who Jesus is, and we need to discharge that duty. That's what we need to do. How about Charles Spurgeon in his book, Christ is All? Christ is all, my beloved friends. In what is he all? Christ is all in the entire work of salvation. Let me just take you back to the period before this world was made. There was a time when this great world, the sun, the moon, the stars, and all which now exists throughout the whole of the vast universe lay in the mind of God like unborn forests in an acorn cup. There was a time when the great Creator lived alone, and yet he could foresee that he would make a world and that men would be born to people it. And in that vast eternity, a great scheme was devised whereby he might save a fallen race. Do you know who devised it? God planned it from the first to last. Neither Gabriel nor any of the holy angels had anything to do with it. I question whether they were even told how God might be just and yet save the transgressors. God was all in the drawing up of the scheme, and Christ was all in carrying it out. There was a dark and doleful night. Jesus was in the garden, sweating great drops of blood which fell to the ground. Nobody then came to bear the load that had been laid upon him. An angel stood there to strengthen him, but not to bear the sentence. The cup was put into his hands, and Jesus said, "Father, must I drink it?" And his father replied, "If thou dost not drink, sinners cannot be saved." And he took the cup and drained it to its very dregs. No man helped him. And when he hung upon that accursed tree of Calvary, when his precious hands were pierced, when from his head, his hands, his feet, sorrow and love flowed, mingled down, there was nobody to help him. He was all in the work of salvation. And Spurgeon says, my friends, if any of you shall be saved, it must be by Christ alone. There must be no patchwork. Christ did it all and will not be helped in the matter. Christ will not allow you, as some say, to do what you can and leave him to make up the rest. What can you do that is not sinful? Christ has done all for us. The work of redemption is all finished. Christ planned it all and worked out all. And we, therefore, preach a full salvation through Jesus Christ. End quote. Charles Haddon Spurgeon, Christ is all. Now, just for a few moments as I was reading those things, if you were a thinking man or woman or young person, I was caught up in who God is. What God has done, what God is doing, who Jesus is, what the mediator's like. See, that's what I want. I want someone to tell me about Jesus, and that's what Joel isn't going to do except with gutted vocabulary. I listen to a lot of preachers, since that's kind of my job. I also teach seminary classes in Europe and here in the States, preaching. And when people talk with man as the main audience member, of course we want to say to ourselves, there are people here that are in our congregation and we love them, and how will they hear this? How can I say it in such a way that they'll get it, understand it, remember it? But primarily, we preach for God and we talk about who he is and what he's done. And we know the Spirit of God will take that truth and then show the people Christ's relevance, the Word's relevance. God is relevant, his Word is relevant, and the Spirit of God will illumine that in the minds of the people. But when people preach mainly to humans and not for God's glory, I call that sweater vest preaching. You know, it's a guy up there and he's talking. Of course, he'll say some of the right things, but he's got a long sleeve shirt on, then he's got a sweater vest over it. Now, I'm sure there'd be a time to wear a sweater vest, I guess. You could get one for free when you get your Hebrews cup. But that's just my derogatory, you know, I don't prefer that. So that's my derogatory way of saying this is everything but preaching Christ like Spurgeon just was. And when you do that, I call that sweater vest preaching. And so that's exactly what Osteen's going to do, but it's going to be with a steroid-induced smile. Smile with steroids. There's no hope without the gospel. We need to give people the indicatives of salvation, what God has done, and then from that, the imperatives that obviously flow out from the gospel. This is union with Christ, and this is justification, and then this is sanctification. Christ is all. My name is Mike Abendroth. This is No Compromise Radio. If you'd like to go to Israel with us, you can write me at info@nocompromiseradio.com. Soon on our website and on the BBC Church website, we'll have some information there. We are going with pilgrim tours. We've been to Greece with them and to Israel with them. And it will be November 14th, I believe. 9 days Israel, 3-day extension. If you'd like to pay some extra money and go with us, we'd love to have you. Flights out of Boston or Omaha. info@nocompromiseradio.com. What else do I have here in front of me? Pythons, hungry pythons. How to react to a hungry python as given to Peace Corman serving in Brazil. Resource Magazine, September-October 1992, page 2. Remember not to run away. The python can run faster. I don't know if it actually runs, but slithers. The thing to do is to lie flat on the ground on your back with your feet together, arms at your side, head down. The python will then try to push its head under you, experimenting at every possible point. With underscore, keep calm. You must let him swallow your foot. It is quite painless and it will take a long time. If you lose your head and struggle, he will quickly whip his coils around you. If you keep calm and still, he will go on swallowing. Wait patiently until he has swallowed up to about your knee. Then, carefully take out your knife and insert it into the distended side of his mouth, and with a quick rip, slit him up. Hungry pythons. Now, see, if Pastor Steve were here, we could figure out how does that work into the show today. Hungry pythons. And what would happen with a hungry python? All right. How many evolutionists does it take to change a light bulb? If the bulb is burnt out, it must provide some advantage over other bulbs. Joey Selness, Wretched Radio. How many new apostolic reformation fans does it take to change a light bulb? Who needs light bulbs when we have the fire? Joey's pretty good. How many discernment bloggers does it take to change a light bulb? One. My partner changed the last one, but he has since fallen into apostasy. I've dedicated a page on my blog to exposing his heresy. And lastly, how many gay rights activists does it take to change a light bulb? None. The bulb was made that way, and shame on you for trying to change it, you bigot. You're probably a racist, too. Well, Mike Abendroth here, No Compromise Radio. You can go to our Facebook site, and there's all kinds of updates. Ben has done a great job with that. Even if you don't have Facebook, and you just go to Facebook, No Compromise Radio, and you can access some things. You can go to our regular website. You can catch us at Worldview Weekend. I should be in Branson, Missouri in April speaking with Brannon and some other folks for Worldview Weekend. You can write us at info@nocompromiseradio.com. We'd love to help you in any way. God bless you.
No Compromise Radio with Pastor Mike Abendroth is a production of Bethlehem Bible Church in West Boylston. Bethlehem Bible Church is a Bible-teaching church firmly committed to unleashing the life-transforming power of God's Word through verse-by-verse exposition of the sacred text. Please come and join us. Our service times are Sunday morning at 10:15 and in the evening at 6. We're right on Route 110 in West Boylston. You can check us out online at bbcchurch.org or by phone at 508-835-3400. The thoughts and opinions expressed on No Compromise Radio do not necessarily reflect those of WVNE, its staff, or management.